Hello, I am Stephanie Belcher.
And I'm Del Belcher, and welcome to
Two Peas in a Podcast,
a relationship advice show from two people who like each other
very, very much.
Well, buongiorno,
buongiorno.
Stephanie.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao, ragazzi. Whoa, those microphones are hot, and they are coming in hot, just like our airplane did last week.
That's right.
So, we know we missed our episode last week. We felt real bad about it.
We tried recording from Italy three different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You tried recording on your phone.
On my phone.
And then via SoundCloud. And then I think a third way. And we changed it up a little bit every time.
It just didn't go. I was super bummed because I wanted to get that atmosphere.
I know. This, and like, we were really excited and chill.
When you're doing production, there's like this theater of the mind. You ever listen to a good show on like NPR or what do you call it, with the Ira Glass, and they have the sound effects and the clinking glasses, and I wanted that sound.
I did too, and just being in Rome, saying we did a podcast from Rome would have been
really cool.
But it didn't work.
It didn't work out. So here we are, and we're excited to be back. So, hi.
Hi, Boo.
Hey, Boo. So what do we have for the show today?
So normally we do two different segments. If this is your first time listening, the first segment is usually P's and Q's, which is questions from our pod squad. And then the second segment is the split, where we talk about a news or relationship article torn from the headlines.
Yes.
However, we were going to do travel tips, but because we couldn't, we thought we'd do it now.
So yeah, we...
Or things we learned while traveling.
Yeah, I think that we both had some good takeaways. I think there were some things we went into with this trip that we kind of knew about each other, and we did learn a lot about each other. But this was our first international trip together, and I feel that a lot of couples will probably travel together somewhere.
It was our first international trip. We were gone for about 10 days.
Yeah,
we had never been together without our friends for that long. We'd never traveled on a flight together that long.
Uh-huh.
We'd never had to make decisions about stuff like that. So I think we learned a lot.
Being in a place that doesn't speak your language. And so we just learned a lot. So we both made a little list of a couple tips that we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go back and forth. So I don't know what you picked. And you don't know what I picked. And we may have
picked some lists of
the same.
I put five on my list because we're going to do three each. And that way I figured if we had any duplication that I could just cross some of these off. So Dell's going to go, then I'm going to go. Dell, me, or did you want me to go?
Well, I was going to flip a coin, but...
Oh, let's flip a coin then.
Well, I don't have a coin, but I have this like, I think it's part of a tripod.
Okay.
For a camera.
Do you want to say, so it's a little black
circle? The screw part is a head and the back is a tail.
Do you want to call or do you want me to?
You call. I flip. Ready?
Heads.
Heads.
So
it's official.
Does that mean I get to call what happens? I want you to go first.
Okay, you go first. It's like a football.
No, you go first. Football. I get to decide.
So here's what I learned on our trip abroad when it comes to relationships.
Number one thing. Go.
The number one thing I learned is always carry snacks with you. This is something that is super important because when you're abroad, you don't know. I mean, it's basically just like here. It's just different. But you never know what you're going to find. And Stephanie has celiac disease. And so it wasn't always guaranteed. Strangely, Italy has way more access to like allergy and gluten-free food than we seem to have where we are. But it's always nice because you might be in like on a tour of some old stuff or in a museum. And you can't always get food. And when you don't have
food. And the tours are at weird times. They're from 9 to 1.
Yeah.
And so.
That's my lunchtime.
I know. You really can't. So you brought snacks for me.
I brought snacks. Because think about how cranky some people might get.
I am. Stephanie is.
When they don't get food.
I'm so cranky.
Think about how cranky they would be if they don't get food and they're in a different country on a different time zone and have been walking around in the 85 degree heat for hours. It's a bad scene. So carry snacks. That's something I learned.
Good tip.
And it's super easy to do. Lara bars, they're awesome.
I know, because they're small. They're always delicious.
And it will save your relationship.
This podcast brought to you by
Lara bars.
Gluten-free.
Good old Lara.
Soy-free. I don't know if they're soy-free. So my tip. Am I up next?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two.
Moi.
I'm trying to think of me in Italian and nothing. Okay. So me. What I learned was that Del really wanted to protect me.
Aww.
And the way that you protected me was by always having directions ready. And I never had to think about where we were going ever. I knew
was
we
that
were
helpful
headed-
to you.
I liked it. I knew we were headed to a place. I knew you had downloaded Google Maps ahead of time, so that way we didn't, because international data is crazy expensive.
So can I take a side tip on this one? So side tip: if you were having a Google Map application on your phone, you can download the map of.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it where you live currently. If you're going somewhere away, you can download that map. So if there's no data service, you have a map available that will actually give you directions.
Yeah, there's that too. So if you just have spotty
and
data
there's
or whatever.
There's Wi-Fi everywhere, but having the map on my phone was give me a lot of confidence. Anyway, continue.
So that was nice. So we'd wake up and be like, hey, we're going to the Coliseum. And then you'd be typing in coordinates. And then you would just, I'd hold your hand and you would drag me to the Coliseum. And I felt really, I liked that. I think through that I learned to trust you. I already trust you, but I learned to trust you a bit more and I enjoyed that.
Cool.
And I liked not having to think about it.
Well, I think then, so that was one for you and one for me. All right. Cool. That kind of takes me, your tip leads me into my second tip, which is over-prepare. Now, I wouldn't have been able to lead you so well if we hadn't have over-prepared as much. We did go through a travel agent, and that was incredibly helpful. I couldn't imagine traveling a trip like this on my own. But because of that, we had places to be, we knew where we needed to go, and I was able to prepare, like, here's how we're going to go, here's what we're going to do, blah, 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 blah. Everything's lined out, everything's good to go. And that sounds really stressful, and it sounds super structured, and I know a lot of people don't like structure. When you think of vacation, you think, I just want to go and flutter in the wind and do whatever. But for me, it was very comforting to be very familiar where we were going to be, to have a good idea of when we needed to be places and how we were going to get there. Because then if something did come up, we would be able to just, you know, take a little diversion and get back and there's no problem. For example, we had our train went from Florence to the coast, and halfway there, we had a stop in Pisa. Now, we only had to stop for like an hour and a half. Ugh, but the Leaning Tower, as you know, is in Pisa. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's the only thing there, literally. No, there's a lot of things there. And so we were able to, like, because we knew where we needed to go, we knew how much time we had, we stopped on the train, and I was like, we can put our bags here, and we did it.
And we knew where to put our bags, because you had, one of our friends had told us.
Yep, and we ran to the tower, we took some pictures that looked like we were leaning on it, like holding it up, and then we ran back to the
train. Held it up with my butt.
Held it up. That's a great shot. We'll share it in the group.
Oh, yeah. Good
and,
call.
And then we ran back. And because I was prepared, we were able to improvise a fun little side trip.
I will say, I think if you're going to a remote island and there's no resorts and not a lot of adventuring, you probably don't need planning. But in a place like Italy where there's so much to do and so much to see, I think I agree with you on the over-preparing part, because we had to go to a different city and then connect through two different trains. And so that meant that we had to figure out breakfast and lunch and all these other things. So,
pace yourself.
Yeah.
It was good. Okay. So, Steph.
So I'm going to follow up on that and say, so one thing we learned, one of the biggest fights we've ever had in our life.
Yeah.
So we were in Florence.
I'm trying to think of which one that was.
We were in Florence, and we had just had this really fancy, awesome dinner.
Oh, yeah?
And it was beautiful and romantic, like, so good you can cry. And then the next day, we had to be up early to go to Pisa and then our next destination. But we hadn't actually talked about anything that we were going to do.
Yep.
So we just had a terrible, awful fight.
We did.
So we learned from our terrible, awful fight where things were said.
Things were said. Things, bad things. Regrettable things.
So we had this terrible fight. So then we decided after that that what we would do was always talk about what we were going to do the next day over lunch.
Yeah. Because that way we're both eating. We're both happy and hungry. And our mouths are full.
we're fed.
I can't understand what you're saying anyway, because you're like, I'm going to pizza. I'm like, okay, babe, cool. Let's go. And that was very helpful to me.
That was good.
I didn't know that that had such an impact on you.
I thought that was good, and it prevented any terrible fights. So one of the ways we prepared was by talking about what we were going to do the next day over lunch.
Yeah, so you have that foreseeable preparation, and then the day-to-day stuff. That was really good. Okay, so this is my last one. And this could go a bunch of different ways. And I think I just want you to, Steph, this is a generalization because I think sometimes, well, okay, so my last tip would be that I learned is give in to the least confident person in the situation. There are some times where you might want to like check out an attraction or go to eat some food. And if it's something like food or I don't know, something benign and you're like, oh, I don't know. Like, oh, let's do it. Yeah, let's give it a try. I think sometimes a little bit of encouragement can lead to some really cool experiences and opportunities. But when you're in a different country and someone's feeling uncomfortable, whether it's because maybe I'm walking in the street because I don't know where I know where I'm going. I just walk everywhere. Or maybe you're going with some old man who says he's a taxi driver, but maybe he's not. He might be a murderer. Maybe if you have a partner who's like, I don't know about this. If you're uncomfortable, this is a trip for both of us. I need to listen to you. And if I'm uncomfortable, you listen to me. And we had that. I think we learned that throughout the trip.
So we had an encounter we call the murder taxi. Where?
This isn't really totally where I picked this up, but this is a good example.
So we were on the train. We were coming from Monterey, so El Mare. I'm butchering that. And then we got into Rome, mm-hmm. and there was huge train station, lots of tourists, lots of taxi cabs, and the taxi port was off to the left. But instead, this sweet little old man speaking Italian walks up to Del and is like, hey, you need a taxi? Grabs Del's bag, and then we start kind of following him.
Off we go.
And as a female, I have in my life gotten what I like to call like assault emails, which is really terrible. But you get all those emails that are like, here's what happens when someone's about to hurt you. And then it's 10 things and 10 things you should do. So when this...
I didn't know these existed.
I know you're a guy. So like, you're not getting these.
I'm like a gigantic American male. I'm like, I can do everything.
I know, but I'm a small girl, so I've gotten dozens of these emails. And so because I'd gotten those emails, every one of my red flags went off when I saw this guy. Mm-hmm. So he starts leading us away from the train station, carrying your bag, chatting to you, like, where are you from? Where are you going? And he goes one block up, two blocks away, three blocks, and still no taxi.
And then around the corner. And then that's when I'm starting to like, I don't know. I don't know about this Italian man. Are you playing straight with me?
My spidey sense tingled. And then we got to his car, which didn't say taxi on it. And then it had all these pamphlets, which I think were from previously murdered tourists.
I'm looking, and there's no like taxi computer, no GPS. It's just this like old looking Ford Taurus.
It's a murder taxi. There was probably bloodstains on the back seat. If you put a black light on there, I'm pretty sure it would light up.
Oh.
So I saw the taxi, and I'm usually the less confident person because I get like anxious and worried. And I grabbed Del's bag, and I was like, "I'm leaving. We're going." And we like ran away from this man.
Yeah. And it was, you know, and I see that was a wise choice. And, but there'd be other times where I'm like, hey, let's take this shortcut through this dark alley. And you'd be like,
I got nervous.
I feel okay about that. And, you know, so I'd be like, okay, well, we can go this way too. But there was a lot of back and forth. And when it came, if we were at a restaurant, hey, you should try this. I don't know. No, try it. Okay. Like, if it's something like Italian chicken, like, that's different than murder taxi. So, use your best judgment.
Really,
but when it comes to, if you don't feel comfortable in a off-the-cuff situation, I kind of defer to the person with the, who's kind of feeling the red flags. I think that would go very far in keeping you safe and not getting in arguments about stuff.
Tip number 6.
Stephanie, last one. Go for it.
I loved Italy. If you're thinking of going and you, like, we spent 3 years preparing financially for this trip and mentally, like, it took a lot of time and effort, and we got there and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The Italians were amazing. Everyone was really helpful, except for the murder taxi. People were kind. People spoke English really well. We tried to speak Italian, but they would just speak at us in English. But not until we got back to the United States in customs did we have the only time someone kind of yelled at us. And so my tip is, don't take pictures in customs.
There was, okay, listen to me. I like taking pictures of funny things. Sometimes I look through my phone.
I saw the sign and I was like, he's going to take a picture of that.
And there was no signs that said no pictures.
There weren't any signs.
And there's this picture of a parrot, and it said, it was like in quotes, "Don't take me through customs, I might have disease."
It was hilarious.
And it was his parrot telling me that he has diseases. And I'm like, that's hilarious. And I took my picture, this picture, and this lady's like, no. No pictures.
She wasn't nice. She was like very angry. TSA mean.
And I said, but this picture's funny. And she's like, delete it.
No pictures in customs.
No pictures in customs. And I'm like, listen, I am a firstborn child. I follow directions. If I had seen a no picture sign, I would not have taken pictures. I'm very strict about these sorts of things. But I did not see that. And if I see a parrot telling me that I might have diseases, I'm going to take that picture, okay?
It was funny. I was like, I knew you were going to take it. Someone else has taken it. Not to mention, do you really think, like, bad people are like, we just need some pictures of those custom lines? You know what a custom line look like? Customs looks like
miserable people.
A big line. It's literally, let me describe the line to you. It's a line.
Here's
that's
what,
all it is. There's what, nothing special about it.
And then behind me, three people behind us, is Gary, who's got his, you know, stuffed macaw in his bag. And he's like, oh man, I gotta ditch this macaw. And I'm like, Gary, what are you doing?
I wanted to almost be like, don't delete that picture. This is stupid, but I thought it would probably get us arrested.
Yeah.
I'm on the side of my husband here. Take that picture, baby. But you, at home, don't take pictures in customs.
Don't mess with customs, man. Just say like, nod, yep.
Yep, I'm deleting it. Nod,
no,
wink,
yeah,
wink.
I am. Just TSA. These guys had like bulletproof vests on. They were like...
They were for real.
Super TSA.
Yeah.
Border security level. But yeah, that was the only... negative interaction besides the murder taxi that we had. But I think that's a really good list. I think we learned a lot, honey.
So to sum it up, always carry snacks. Your spouse wants to protect you. Chat about stuff ahead of time, preferably at noon over lunch. Give in to the least confident person, and don't take pictures in customs.
I'm going to gotta Google that parrot picture. If anybody out there has that parrot picture, I want it so bad.
I want it for you.
Post it in the group. I want it. So, I know it's a shorter episode today, but we're recovering from the jet lag, and we just wanted to make sure that we got an episode here for you, and we're so glad to be back. And
Thanks, Pod Squad.
So, if you have any other comments, or maybe you have your own tips on travel, post them in the thread.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear what other people have learned.
I'd love to hear how what you and your partner may have learned about traveling abroad or otherwise. And if you want to maybe send that to us, you can do that at contact the Peapod. What is it again? I don't remember. Contact peapodcast@gmail.com. And then it's Peapodcast on Twitter. And if you search Peapodcast on Facebook, you can find our group. Join the group. We'd love to have you. Join the conversation about travel tips. And then we'll shout out your name if you share the episode next week.
If you have any relationship questions for next time for P's and Q's, feel free to submit them. The last thing that I want to do, though.
Yeah.
Courtney Cruz, our dear friend, it is her birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Courtney.
We asked her, Del asked her if she had any wisdom, and she had some marital advice that I thought we should share in honor of her birthday.
All right. I'm bated breath.
Last thing we'll say, Courtney Cruz's advice was, ladies, sleep in when you can, so that way you don't wake up early tired and murder your husband. Plus, sometimes breakfast will be made when you get up. Direct quote.
It's that magic sleep breakfast. It's so good. So good.
I would sleep in more if I knew I would be waking up to breakfast.
You know what? Don't give me any ideas, because I might start trying to outsleep you. Okay, well, happy birthday, Courtney. And anything else, Steph?
We hope that after listening to this podcast, you learn that you can like each other very, very, very much.
Aww.